Welcome back to Hero Talk with Talis and Trev. But today, instead of Trev, we got a special guest host. And who is that?
Baby!
Yes, that's right. I'm Talix and she's Queen Bay. Are you ready to get chilly?
I am already cooking.
Alright, so Queen Bay, you got a joke for us?
Yes.
Okay.
It's where do you learn to make ice cream?
I don't know where.
Sunday school.
Okay. Not bad. Okay. What do you call it when you frighten Olaf?
What?
Ice cream. Get it? Because he's made out of ice and he screams.
Instead of favorite lines, we'll do favorite songs. Okay, Talix, let's see what you got for the song.
Okay, so my favorite song is Lost in the Woods. Man, that was such a good song. It had the harmonizing, it had a good message, had the great music. Loved it. What about you?
Into the unknown.
Yeah, that was a pretty good song too. So I got a question for you. Do you think the Into the Unknown is better than Let It Go?
Yes.
Really? I don't know about that. Let It Go was a pretty strong one.
No, I like what I just said.
Into the Unknown? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's understandable.
Into the Unknown.
Okay, all right, so now it's time to talk about the MVP. So who was the most valuable person?
Elsa, because she got power. Shoes. Whoosh, because she got the ice powers, dude.
Well, she does have the ice powers, and that is very, very good for her to save a lot of things. She saved Arendelle at the end when she was able to ride the water spirit down and then turn the tide back and stuff.
And in the first movie, she saved the day, too.
Yeah, she did do that. But to me, I think the most valuable person
is Olaf.
No, the rock trolls.
The rock trolls?
Remember, they're the ones that blew up, they're not blew up, but knocked down the dam so that way they could save everything. If it wasn't for them being as strong as they are and as big as they are, they would have never been able to knock that down because that was a very strong dam that they built.
Actually, no, I don't think Frozen. I don't Elsa. I pick Olaf because he gives me warm hugs and he gets you good dogs.
How does he give you warm hugs? He's made out of snow.
Well, you give him warm hugs.
Okay.
You warm hugs.
All right, then. That's cool. All right, so now it's time for the best dress. Who had the best costume or best animation, so to say, in the movie?
Olaf, because he was wearing a suit.
He did look all spiffy.
And when the screen wasn't looking at Olaf, he ripped off his shirt and put on everything else.
Yeah, Olaf is really silly. I think I really like Kristoff's suit at the end when he had the fancy suit on at the very end. I think that was pretty cool. I think Kristoff looks better whenever he has his regular outfit on, but that suit just really made him look kind of like royal and regal, don't you think?
Yeah. So we are going to talk about our favorite setting. Okay, Talix, what do you have in mind?
I really like Atahala.
Atahala?
Yeah, you know the place when she got to the iceberg at the end and it was that she had to kind of go up into it and then she was able to see all of her memories in the ice sculptures that was in the area. I think that was pretty good. And I thought it was really funny too when she saw herself singing Let It Go and then she kind of like just kind of dodged it. That was pretty funny to me. I thought that was pretty cool. What was your favorite setting?
My favorite setting when Elsa was in the sea.
So the dark sea?
Yeah, because I liked when she kept getting in the
Yeah, that water spirit was being mean, wasn't it? Man, that was tough. I'd have been scared. I'd have ran away. I'm like, nah. After slamming that first time, I'm like, I'm getting up out of the water. Just like in Moana, I would have got up out of the water. We leaving.
Or I would just travel to an island and just eat coconuts.
That sounds like a great idea. All right, now it's time for That Doesn't Make Any Sense. So, Queen Bey, what's something that you think that doesn't make sense in the movie?
I think it makes sense that Olaf is wearing a fancy suit. Because even snowmen are supposed to wear clothes. The clothes would kind of melt the snow because the clothes are hot and might be tight.
Yeah. Why did he get it to not fit? He could have got a better fit because it kind of looked like he was squeezing them in there.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. What doesn't make sense to me is, okay, I can understand the different spirits and stuff like that. I can understand the water spirit, the earth spirit, the fire spirit, and the wind spirit. But what I don't get is, isn't water and ice the same thing? So what is Elsa's power actually? Is it ice? Because that's water and wind put together. So if you had that, then you could easily say that it could be different ones. So like the water and wind, or you could have mud if you put the water and the earth together, or if you put the fire and the earth together, you could have lava. So you could have different spirits like that. So is Elsa the only person that could be the balance for it?
She's the water and ice, because ice melts to water.
Right. And that's what I was trying to figure out. I'm just like, it doesn't really make sense for her to be just kind of like the link, because they said she was the link between everything.
Oh, and there's one more thing that doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
That the ice fell down. I think it's supposed to spread, but it didn't like go everywhere. It just like stayed in one little circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. All right, time for something funny. What is something that you thought was funny?
When Olaf looked in the water and then started screaming with his eyes all over the place.
Oh yeah, that was pretty funny. That whole scene was pretty funny. Like, I thought it was really funny when like Olaf was walking through there and like the water, the wind spirit and the fire spirit and the earth spirit, they kept hitting him. And he was just like, this is normal. That was funny to me. Okay, so now it's time for Now That's Smart. What's something that you thought was smart in the movie?
That Elsa did a good idea of pushing her friends away. Even though it's sad, it's a good thing, because if her friends tried to stop her going into the drown, then her friends would follow her, and then they would all be gone.
Yeah. I think that that's something, usually whenever people push people away, it's not a good thing. And I don't think that it was a good thing then, because I think that her friends probably could have came up with an idea. So I think it worked out in the end, but I think, yeah, it was kind of smart, because if they are all there at the top, if they were all at the hollow, then nobody would have been down there to knock down the bridge. I mean, not down the dam. So it kind of did work out for the best in that situation. Something I think was smart was just interesting how it seemed like it was a bad thing at first when the spirits pushed everybody out of town, and then it turned out to be the best thing, because that way the town would be saved and it wouldn't hurt none of the people. But okay, so this is the problem I have with this situation. If Arendelle is built down there in the bottom of that flood plain, wouldn't it get washed out if it was a real bad rain up there in the water spirit area anyway? Now, that goes into the part that doesn't make sense. Why would you build your castle there? Build it on the other side. That way, if it rains a lot or if that washout comes, then it's going to wash out your whole thing. You built a dam, which basically, if it messes up, it's going to wash out your whole kingdom. That's rough. All right, so what's something that you feel that you needed that was in the movie?
What I needed or what I would like?
Either.
I would like that little fire pet thing.
Like the little lizard?
Yeah, the fire lizard.
Doesn't it remind you of like the little chameleon off Rapunzel? It's kind of cute.
I want it.
Well, what I want, I think I like the shield, like the Arendelle shields that the soldiers had. I think that those look pretty cool, like to have one of those on the wall.
And you could protect yourself if something tried to attack you.
That's very true. All right, time for debate this. So, Queen Bey, what is the best element? If we're not talking about, Elsa being able to use the ice, that one's out of the question. If we're talking about simply earth, water, wind, and fire, which one is the best element?
Fire.
Fire? Water is a better element than that. Why do you think fire?
Because fire can protect you from stuff.
Yeah, like what?
Like dangerous animals.
That's pretty smart. That's pretty smart. But wouldn't fire also burn down your house?
You could keep it outside.
And so, what could you use to keep the fire out?
You could put it in a...
You could use the better element, water.
Okay, I'm using water. I meant air.
Air?
Yeah.
Why air?
Because you can, it lets you breathe, and you can breathe, and that lets me...
Yeah, being able to breathe is pretty important. Okay, yeah, you win.
Yay!
Okay, so, I wanted to kind of talk about the threads that we had saw in the movie and everything like that. And one of the threads that I saw was the importance of having love for one another. Like, that is a really important type of situation because Elsa was very, very concerned about showing love to the kingdom and everything, make sure that they had everything before she went off had to try to save everybody. The king and the queen, they showed love to each other, which is what was able to bring Elsa here in the first place because of the union of the two people, as well as the love of the sisters being able to work together to save the planet or save Arendelle as well. So I think that love being a big thing is something that's very important. I think that a lot of times it gets kind of like forgotten about whenever we're talking about hero shows, because if you don't have love, what do you have? That's not much of anything, right? I mean, we got to make sure that we show love to each other. We got to show love to people who are different from us. And I think that was one of the most important things too, is like being and seeing people that are different from you and showing them love. And being able to do that is very important. So I think that love is a great thread to kind of follow behind, because I think that that's, even Olaf said that he's like the one thing that doesn't ever change is love. So I think that's pretty good. All right, time for super upgrades. Like, what's something that you would have upgraded or changed in the movie?
The air.
Okay, explain that.
Because the air needs to be upgraded, because if you don't have enough air, then you can't breathe.
Right.
Yeah, and I want to upgrade the air because it gives you a cool breeze, and because I want to see it, like, I want to see it up close.
Right.
Like what it looks like for real.
Okay, I get you. Because we were able to see all the rest of the different spirits, right? We were able to see the stone giants. We were able to see the water horse. We were able to see the fire spirit, but we weren't able to see the air region. I mean, Gale, right? And so we weren't able to see that. So I think that's a pretty good one right there. The super upgrade I would have made would be that I would have probably added a little bit more information about what was going on with the king and the queen. Like maybe had like a little bit more time with them as youngsters, to where you could see the queen using her magic and stuff like that, or the earth using the earth's magic that's near her. I think that'll be pretty cool. All right, time for rated or hated. So between 0 to 5 snowmen, what do you rate this movie?
5.
I give it a 4.5. I think it was a really good movie. It was a lot of fun. It had a lot of action in it. It did have some heavy, heavy scenes to where it was kind of a little bit scary and a little bit tough.
And a little emotional because I was going
to
cry.
Yeah, it was very emotional. But I think that in being able to deal with those emotions, you're able to kind of come out stronger on the other end, right? And so I think it was a great movie. It was excellent. Okay. Now we'll come to the question. Is Frozen 1 or Frozen 2 the better Frozen? Which one's better?
Frozen 2.
Frozen 2? I believe so too. That's me in agreement. All right, time for fun facts. Do you have anything, Queen Bay?
Yes, they laid an Easter egg in Zootopia.
For Frozen 2? Wow, that came out like 3 years ago. All right, I got one. Now, one of the reasons that Lost in the Woods is really my favorite song is because it takes after power ballads. And power ballads are some of my favorite rock and roll type songs that you listen to them, and it just has that breakdown with the guitar and everything going with it. And then you have the guy kind of like in a solemn area where he's kind of like to himself and like the light is focused on him. And then you got the kind of the vocals in the background. And in fact, one of my favorite bands of all time, Queen, they did a Bohemian Rhapsody like shot with Christoph and the reindeer in the background. So that was awesome to me. So that was my fun fact. All right, so as you might have noticed, we've been on quite on a hiatus for a little while, but that was because we had some various sports to take down. Queen Bay with her softball team, they had a winning record this year, as well as Trev and his football team. They had a winning record. They went to the championship game. So congratulations on both the youngsters on their games and stuff like that. But right now we're going into our winter months, in which we are going to be cranking more of these episodes out. So be on the lookout. We're going to have more of Queen Bay as well as Talix and Trev on the comeback.
And don't forget to subscribe if you can.
Oh, most definitely. Subscribe, like, share, subscribe. Check out our TeePublic store.
Oh, and favorite.
Most definitely favorite it too. We're going to definitely be doing that things, doing more things, adding more things to our shop and stuff like that. So we want you guys to stay with us because we really love the interaction that we get. We just did a major thing. We just got over 4,000 listens. That's major. That's major.
Oh, and don't forget that thumbs up.
Oh, most definitely thumbs up with us. So, this has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trail, but with special guest,
Queen Bay.
Because when there's a hero, we talk.
We talk?
Yes, we do.